Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English, how to use it, particularly looking at different aspects of grammar, expressions, phrasal verbs, all sorts of collocations that you can use that will help you to be understood and to understand. Okay, so what do I have for you now? So we're going to look at some phrases, and a lot of these phrases are connected with making presentations or giving in a document or something important that we hand into our boss, and we're looking for some feedback or we're looking for some indication as to how it was received. Okay, so the first expression I have is instant feedback. Instant means immediate, okay? Feedback is when somebody gives you some opinion, honest or otherwise. So when we give in a document, when we prepare a presentation, we like to get some feedback from the audience, get some feedback from our colleagues, get some feedback from our boss. Sometimes we're not always happy with the feedback that we get, but that's another day's work, as they say. But instant feedback is something that happens immediately. The boss looks at it and says, oh, I don't like that, and throws it back at you across the table. That's one type of instant feedback. The alternative is, gee, that looks really good. Wow, that's very impressive. Thanks for that. That's just what I was looking for. So immediate gratification, instant feedback, something that you got immediate and something that makes you happy. Okay, so instant feedback. Harsh criticism. Well, criticism is something that we all have to put up with. I put up with it from time to time. Other people put up with it from time to time. Criticism isn't a bad thing if it's measured correctly, if people think about it, and it's not done in such a way as to be hurtful to anybody. So sometimes criticism can be a little bit difficult to take because we don't like to think we haven't done something perfectly, but somebody can see it from a different angle. However, if the criticism is harsh, harsh is something that's not quite gentle, it's not pleasant, it's probably a little bit overdone, and something that perhaps is not merited. So if the movie that you go to see it's okay, it's not a blockbuster by any means, but it's entertaining, but you come out thinking, oh, that's terrible, that acting, wow, when is that guy going to stop? I mean, he's the worst actor I've ever seen. And your friend says, oh, I think that's a little harsh, meaning I think it's a little unfair. So harsh criticism is often referred to as unfair criticism, something that is not justified or merited. Lots of time criticism is merited, it is justified, and we get criticized for doing a bad job of something, criticized for leaving something out, or indeed for forgetting to do something. So in those cases, the criticism can be justified. But if it's unjustified, if it's not necessary, if it's a little hurtful, then we would refer to it as harsh criticism. Okay? Harsh criticism. Okay, next. A gripping story. Well, a gripping story is a story that's going to keep you on the edge of your seats. A gripping presentation, a gripping speech. So you make the presentation, you keep people interested right up to the last few minutes and they're waiting on every word that you say. So gripping is something that keeps your attention, keeps you focused, or keeps your audience's attention or their focus so that they are not falling asleep, or that they are interested in what you have to say, a gripping story. So when you pick up a new book in the library or in the bookshop, and it's a true story, an epic story of romance, or an epic story of survival where somebody has been lost in some desert or some forest or somewhere, and eventually survived by drinking water from trees or finding some insect or something to eat, and you read it with a huge amount of admiration and excitement, and it really is a truly gripping story, a gripping story of success, a gripping story of survival against the odds when you weren't expected or the person wasn't expected to survive or to defeat those odds, but they did. So it's a gripping story. So to grip means something that holds on tightly to your attention. Okay, so if you were squeezing something in your hand, gripping, yeah, something that you hold on to dearly. Next expression, a deafening noise. A deafening noise. Well, a noise, of course, is anything that is loud enough for us to hear. It can be a bang of a something falling. It can be the explosion. It can be a window breaking. It can be loud music, somebody screaming. So these are all examples of noise. But a deafening noise is a noise that is so strong, so loud, that you can almost not hear yourself think, or you can't hear other people speak. A deafening noise. When somebody, unfortunately, is deaf, they cannot hear anything. So something deafening almost destroys our sense of hearing, and means that for several seconds or minutes, we cannot hear anything. So the deafening noise of the music from a rock concert, the deafening noise of bombs falling on a city in a war zone, the deafening noise of somebody shouting and screaming at another person in the room next to you. All of these could be described as deafening noises, noises that almost make you deaf. And then finally, wide experience. Wide experience. So wide is the opposite of narrow. Narrow is something not wide at all. A narrow street where only one person can walk down or one car can drive down. So this is narrow. Wide is something bigger, where two or three or four cars can drive up and down the street. And wide experience is that experience of life. So we have lived, we have had several jobs, we have done several different types of presentations, we have made different reports, we have written different reports, we have the experience that people could only dream of, we have worked abroad, we have worked on this project and that project. So when somebody looks at our CV, they might say, wow, this guy has wide experience, he's just what we are looking for. So in a presentation, we put that across. We talk about our experiences. We talk about our successes, sometimes a little bit about our failures. Whatever it might be, success or failure, it gives us that experience, that wide experience that helps us to progress in our lives. Okay, so those expressions, instant feedback, harsh criticism, gripping story, deafening noise, wide experience. Okay, well, thanks again for listening, and you can join me as always, and if you when the next podcast, or if you wish to contact me, you can do so www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to get your comments and your remarks. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.